And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 1st of July, 2014. The U.S. Postal Service introduced zip codes on this day, 1963, Zone Improvement Plan. It was in 1983 they rolled out ZIP plus 4, which added a hyphen and 4 additional digits to the end of the code to speed things up even more. Zip codes start with the zeros in the Northeast and get bigger as you move south and west. 1979, on this day, Sony introduced the Walkman, the portable cassette player. There had been cassette players around for a while, but Sony miniaturized it, made it portable. There was no external speaker. You needed headphones. It weighed 14 ounces, had a blue and silver chassis, and 2 headphone jacks so you could listen with a friend. It's the birthday of novelist Jean Stafford, born Covina, California, 1915, author of numerous novels, including The Mountain Lion, and also collected stories of Jean Stafford, which won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1969. She died 10 years later and left her entire estate to her cleaning woman. It's the birthday of the man who told you to omit needless words. Omit needless words. William Strunk Jr., born Cincinnati, 1869, taught English at Cornell, where he published his little book, The Elements of Style. One of his students was E.B. White, who revised and expanded Strunk's book. It has sold millions of copies. And it's the birthday of the French novelist Georges Sand, born Lucille Aurore Dupin in Paris, 1804. She was raised by her grandmother, sent off to a convent to be educated, wanted to become a nun, then went to Paris, lived with her mother, got married, had 2 children. Her husband drank too much, was unfaithful, the marriage deteriorated. Lucille fell in love with other men, including the novelist Jules Sandeau, and while they were together, they co-wrote a novel, which was published under Sandeau's pseudonym, J. Sand. The publisher asked for another book. Lucille had written one, and she published it under the name Georges Sand. It was the novel Indiana. It was a big success. Georges Sand wrote more than 90 novels, 35 plays, a multi-volume autobiography, was one of the most famous women of her time, famous for wearing men's clothing, smoking cigars, and for her long string of lovers, which included Frédéric Chopin. She was friends with Turgenev and Flaubert, Zola, Balzac. Georges Sand, who said, "The world will know and understand me someday, but if that day does not arrive, it does not greatly matter. I shall have opened the way for other women." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. The soul selects her own society. The soul selects her own society, then shuts the door on her divine majority. Obtrude no more. Unmoved, she notes the chariots pausing at her low gate. Unmoved, an emperor is kneeling upon her mat. I've known her from an ample nation. Choose one, then close the valves of her attention like stone. Emily Dickinson's poem, The Soul Selects Her Own Society. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.